Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So not too long ago, the lovely Ms. Harrison and I went to celebrate our first anniversary, and part of this, as was mandated by Ms. Harrison, was that we go to wine country in California.
That sounds fabulous.
Well,
congratulations. Mazel tov.
Thank you. It's been a very lovely year. I've never been to either Napa or Sonoma.
Neither have I, actually.
So we chose Sonoma. What ended up happening was we had 3 days. We stayed in Glen Ellen, which is a little town right in the middle of Sonoma. We booked a ridiculously expensive and luxurious hotel, which I really enjoyed, and mortgaged the house to do it. I decided we'd go to a couple of wineries. We didn't have to make ourselves crazy. We only had, 2 days, really one full day. So we went to one medium-sized winery, and we went to an extremely tiny winery.
A boutique winery.
Exactly. So the boutique winery was the Loxton Winery, mm-hmm. which I really enjoyed very, very much. It's one guy.
How do you spell Loxton?
L-O-X-T-O-N.
Okay.
He's from Australia, and his wine was really fine, actually. His gift shop was like three items. His lab was a table over there. You get the idea that this man really spends his life in his work. I have to say the wines were impressive, and I bought a case. We'll be tasting them eventually.
What sort of varietals?
Zinfandel, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh.
He does source some whites, and he makes a hell of a port. And it's really port because he has the designation of port before it was illegal to do that. So he's grandfathered in. It was quite good. The wines were really carefully made, and I enjoyed very, very much, and Kati did as well, and that's why we bought a case. Later that afternoon, we went to the Benziger Family Winery, which has the most beautiful grounds imaginable, and you take a tour, and you go on this sort of trolley thing, which is pulled by a tractor, and there's a real dog and pony show, and which I have to say was a really good time. We drank a little bit of their wine. They have a gift shop that's about as big as the other winery, and it's important to have this type of excursion as well.
Sure.
And everybody who was on the wine tour of the property, and the property, as I say, was stunningly beautiful, had a great time, and this is a part of Sonoma as well. So it was nice to experience both of those institutions, as it were.
How was the food in Sonoma?
Oh my gosh, you can eat like a king there. There was an Israeli movie I saw a few years ago where somebody is talking to another person in Israel who has left California to move back to Israel. And she says to him in Hebrew, "Did you kill someone?" In other words, intimating that the only reason to leave California for Israel was that you'd committed murder.
Right.
So
that you had to leave. You were
expelled
from the garden.
Correct. It's a lovely place. I don't know why anybody would want to leave there. It does cost a few shekels to take up residence in Sonoma County, I think. I had a great time, and I would go back in a heartbeat, and I think we probably will.
Does it make you want to explore more wine country?
Absolutely.
Where would you like to go next?
Well, I mean, obviously we want to visit Napa and to see what kinds of things are there. I think there is a winery for every type of wine tourist in either of these counties. If you want something small and boutique, it's there. If you want to visit something enormous, it's there. If you want something touristy, it's there. And they're all legitimate, and they're all making pretty impressive product. It's just a great place to visit.
It sounds like a fabulous trip.
We'll definitely go back.
Very good. Thanks for telling us about it.
I couldn't resist sharing. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.